This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Some of the people who backed Gretchen Whitmer for governor are now not happy with her because of a couple of recent moves. One is her support to changes in the no-fault auto insurance law, which has led to more questions than answers. And the second is the handling of the Benton Harbor High School, where school board officials say there was no agreement with state, and state officials say there was an agreement on whether to keep the high school open. Joining us to talk about what that means for the governor and trust in the administration is Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican legislative leader. So, Vicki, some of the African-American legislators questioned the no-fault deal, the auto no-fault deal. Some calculations show Detroiters, who pay the highest rates in the nation, will see very little or no reductions in insurance premiums, and they're critical of the governor because of her support of these changes. Has she lost trust among some of her constituents?
I don't think she's lost trust. There are some of us that are not happy with that particular piece of legislation, knowing full well that it wasn't going to accomplish what many people with high rates had hoped it would accomplish. So there is disappointment. Personally, I'm a little disappointed that there wasn't a road funding deal tossed in exchange. So I think that we're still looking at some problems down the road in terms of how the governor is going to satisfy her base and fix the roads and find the money to do that. And the fact that she's given up an awful lot in terms of the auto no-fault deal is problematic.
So is it going to cause problems for her within her constituency, within her base, or is it going to be paid off because she'll have more cooperation from the Republican legislature?
I think that it is going to affect her base a little bit, but don't forget, she's the only Democrat serving in the legislative branch is the executive, but she's dealing with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and so there has to be some compromise along the way. This is a learning curve for everybody in the legislature right now, both the Republicans and the Democrats, learning how to deal with a Democratic executive and a Republican legislative branch. So she's giving it her best shot, and they're starting to work together, the Republicans and the Democrats, which is always a good thing, and I am hopeful for the future.
Ken Sikkema, there are more questions than answers, like I said, when it comes to what we all will pay for auto insurance in the future. Is this deal to overhaul no fault going to do more harm than good for Whitmer?
Well, I just think it's too early to speculate on what the political impact is going to be on any issue 3 years from now when she's running for re-election. You know, that's a long, long time in politics. Now, on auto insurance, you know, it doesn't, the rate cuts don't take effect until a year from now. Now, if 3 years from now, which means 2022, if people in Michigan are still saying, hey, auto insurance is too high, then, yes, then I think it's a problem for her and probably for anybody running for re-election. But I just think 3 years ahead of an election is just way too early to speculate on what the political impact is going to be.
Yeah, Ken, I guess I wasn't really trying to imply this might have an impact on re-election, but does disappointing some of the people who support you have implications in getting things done in this term?
Well, being an effective governor means you have to make difficult decisions on issues. And not everybody, including people, you know, your political supporters are going to be happy about every decision. And I actually give the governor credit for being willing to make some tough decisions. You know, she's doing that, and that's what good, effective governors have to do.
Vicki, the other issue that has a lot of African-Americans in particular upset is this disagreement about whether there was an agreement on the path forward for Benton Harbor High School. So, Vicki, again, this has African-American legislators, leaders, some progressives, many of whom voted for Gretchen Whitmer, angry with the governor. Does she have to repair trust among this important part of her voter base?
This is a big issue when we're dealing with education across the state, and we're dealing with minority communities who have felt left behind in terms of funding for their schools and actually have had some severe problems with education, and yet they're the only school districts that ended up with financial managers and been threatened with dissolution, despite the fact that predominantly white school districts have not been so threatened. I think this is an attempt of the governor to try to repair something. I believe each side thought what they thought. I think the governor genuinely thought they had a deal. I think that the school board of Benton Harbor genuinely thought they did not have a deal. And we'll see how that plays out. But Ken's right. You know, 3 years is 3.5 years is a long time from now. And we know we have problems in education across the state. We rank last in the nation in terms of funding our public schools. That's got to be fixed. The governor has said it needs to be fixed. And now the legislature has to step up to the plate and find the revenue necessary to not only fix the schools, but fix the roads.
So, Ken, when you've got African-American voters on the west side of the state, African-American voters in Detroit, both aggravated at the governor. And during the campaigns, there were a number of complaints about she wasn't visiting their neighborhoods. She wasn't, she was taking the African-American vote for granted. That seems like there's increased animosity toward the governor from a group that I think a lot of Democrats expect a lot of support from. What's your make of all that?
Well, Lester, I'm not sure I'm the best person to, you know, being able to analyze the feelings of the African-American community toward Governor Whitmer.
But you and me both, as two white guys who, I understand what you're saying.
I'm a white guy from West Michigan. That's why I say I'm not sure I'm the best person to make that analysis. But let me just say this, generally, political alienation doesn't occur because of one issue or one event or one incident or one dust-up. I mean, it has to occur. Real political alienation occurs over time because of many, many issues. And, you know, I just go back to, I think, 3 years ahead of an election in terms of what ultimately the impact is just a little too early.
Well, I hate to wrap it up on a sad note, but Vicki, I was looking back. My records show you've been a Michigan radio political commentator since the beginning of 2017. And I'm sorry to say this is our last chat because you're going to be a candidate for office.
Yes, I am. I'm running for mayor of Farmington Hills.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you over the last couple of years. And I tell you, I'm always impressed about how well you research the issues. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. It's been a real joy being able to look at issues and analyze them for citizens has just been a thrill, especially with this team that you've assembled at stateside. So I wish you all the best in the future. And it's been fun.
And of course, Ken, we'll talk to you next week.
Well, I've really enjoyed being on with Vicki, and I wish her the best, but also kind of, sad that, she can't join us every week.
Well, I really enjoyed working with you too, Ken, and your loss to our legislature has been one of the sad victims of term limits.
All right, you two. Have a great weekend, and thanks again.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you.